Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, ready?
Let's get it on.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's your favorite time. Turn off those Saturday morning cartoons and turn up that old radio, because it's time to listen to the Chair Shot. It's Talking Smack with DPP and Adam Chudy. What's going on, brother?
First, I won't say what I did last time because it'll set us off the rails. I'm going to leave it with your intro as it is. And I'm excited to talk some wrestling. We're switching it up. We're going full wrestling today.
That's right.
That's what we're sticking with.
That's right. Talking Smack. That's SMAC. Hold the K. And that's Saturday morning. All Chair Shot. And we're talking WrestleMania, because, God damn it, last weekend was WrestleMania 37, and we love some wrestling. My first question, though, is, did you tune in at all for the two-night spectacle that was WrestleMania?
I did not, and we talked about it, because I made a lot of jokes about the card, about what was going to happen, because nothing's changed in how many ever years.
No!
I did not tune in. I only know one outcome of one match.
Ooh.
And total bullshit. I think it's what happened is stupid. So we'll get there when we're going through the card. I didn't know if you wanted to go through the whole card or highlights. I would love to take guesses at what happened for matches I did not know anything about.
Well, so we'll hit a few highlights. We won't go through every single match because some of them are unnecessary to talk about. But we'll go through the card. We'll start with night one and go 1 through 14, because apparently there was 14 matches as we look at the card here. First off, there was live crowd, which was awesome.
Yep,
your guests,
I saw that.
Your hosts were Titus O'Neil and Hulk Hogan. And if you know anything about the history of Hulk Hogan,
yeah,
probably
wasn't he
not the best pair up, I would say.
Wasn't he canceled? Why was he brought back around?
Well, I'll tell you, would you be surprised to hear that they booed him out of the building?
Wouldn't doubt it. With all the shit that happened with him, I don't doubt that was the case.
It was entertaining.
We need live crowds too.
Every time Titus O'Neil opened his mouth, he got cheered. Every time Hulk Hogan opened his mouth, he got booed.
that's awesome. And like, I bet that crowd was ready to go, because the one thing I know that happened was like there was a rain delay, right? Like
there was.
Wasn't it like things were? I always wondered that in the past. Like, why would you risk having it outdoors because of rain? Like, what do they do with it? Well, back then, you know, the one day event Sunday night. Now a two-day event live with people finally back, and then it rains in Tampa Bay. Like, of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
Right.
And I think I remember, and I don't want to get too far off, but I remember watching a documentary with Triple H talking and saying, like, it's way harder for wrestling outdoors because you can't feed off, like, the sound within the arena. Like, you lose out on the whole impact of that. Like, it's kind of weird to be wrestling outside. And then, like, you know, you got the big event. You're trying to do the best you can for the performance. And, like, you know, it's real. And you want to do the best you can. You want to win. And then...
Brother.
A rain delay. and then a rain delay. And it's like, that sucks. Yeah. But at least the fans stayed. Like, I wouldn't leave. There's no way. You're paying all that money. You're like, I don't care. I'll be soaked. We're watching WrestleMania.
Fuck yeah. I'm not leaving. I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave a Packer game if it was raining either.
Definitely. I've sat through those, and those suck because of our bleachers. It's awful.
Those metal bleachers that we got? Yeah.
It's awful.
So let's start with the opening match, because that was a good one. It was the WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley defending against Drew McIntyre. What do you think? What do you think happened there?
We did talk about this one.
This was one of the ones we talked about.
I did not remember, I did not realize Bobby Lashley had been back for at least a couple years. We're trying to figure out when he was back. Yeah. I said it was cool Drew McIntyre was getting pushed last year. My guess is, and I think Bobby Lashley was the champion, I bet he kept the belt. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, put it up on the board, Bobby dog. 1-0 me.
Bobby Lashley retains.
At least you can't, this isn't a video one. You can't see me quickly Googling, so I get all these right.
That was a good one, actually. Drew McIntyre ended up passing out to Bobby Lashley's full Nelson finisher, which he calls the Hurt Lock. It was a really good match. Really good match.
So a longer match? Was it like your standard, like, I don't know, 12, 15-minuter where it good back and forth?
18 minutes.
Holy shit.
Good one.
Yeah,
good back and forth.
You have to have a good match to be 18 minutes because people will tune out at like halfway. So like,
yeah,
it's probably the right grouping to do that. You want people who actually can perform pretty well in the ring.
Let's go with your boy Cesaro versus Seth Rollins. I know that's one of the ones we talked about as well.
We talked about this. I love the Cesaro swing. I was like, what the hell happened with Seth Rollins? Wasn't he like the guy for a long time?
That's right.
He's baby daddy now, so it makes sense. He's coming back. I think you had given some insight last week that Cesaro is supposed to be getting pushed now, finally. So I'm going to take the guess Cesaro won.
Damn, context clues, dog.
Gotta love it.
Context.
He remembers. It's a smart kid right there. That's right. Cesaro ended up beating Seth Rollins. Straight up match. Nothing too spectacular, really, but Cesaro got his Cesaro swing. I think it was 23 swings they counted.
God, I love it.
It was pretty entertaining. It was pretty entertaining.
So was that was like an earlier card match, too, on Saturday, right?
That was third. That was the third match on the card. Yeah,
got it.
So an early one. Next one we have is... Oh, I got a thing for this one. Your boys,
the New Day,
defending their tag team championships against AJ Styles and Omos. Which is the giant guy.
I like New Day. It's interesting because, like, why would they put AJ Styles in this? This one I think I get wrong. But I am going to guess that the New Day lost their belts. Oh, baby, we're on it. We're on this, streak now.
This was the match to promote Omos, this 7'2" giant fucking dude who did a little bit in the ring, minimal, you know, work, but showed off what he could do. He's going to be pretty goddamn awesome, and the New Day can sell like crazy to make him look like $1 million. So it was really good.
That's smart. That's smart to do that because, one, they need a new big show. They need their new big attraction, right? Because he's gone. He left. So then you are absolutely spot on with New Day, with, like, selling like crazy and not overselling, which I do think there's a handful of wrestlers looking at you, Dolph, that oversell things, and I don't think it looks that good. They do a good job where it seems very realistic.
Yes. All right. Next match on the card was... Braun Strowman versus...
Here comes the money!
Here we go!
Shane O'Mac inside of a steel cage.
Money. What I was joking about this because it was stupid that Shane McMahon is still doing these things. Who cares to see this? My guess is, so first I got to clarify, steel cage match, you can win by pinfall or submission inside the cage or exit, first exit win.
You got it.
My guess is that, I want to guess something like the reason Shane would win is because something happened to him to like throw him off the cage or like a choke slam type thing. So he technically wins, but it was because like he got fucking wrecked by the what's his face. So that's what I'm going to go with because I bet something crazy like that happened.
So you're taking Shane O'Mac for the victory.
Yeah, I'm going to take him for the victory, but it's a technical victory. Damn.
On both accounts.
Damn.
I kind of had that thought too. I thought Strowman was going to slam Shane through the side of a cage and he would fall to a, you know, default victory. But nope, it was Strowman destroying Shane McMahon despite the help of Elias and Riker trying to help out Shane McMahon. So like it was almost like a reuniting of the Mean Street Posse. But it didn't work out and Strowman well, Shane was trying to escape on one side of the cage, and Braun Strowman ripped part of the cage off to get to Shane. And the big bump Shane took was just a toss off the top of the cage onto the mat. So it wasn't anything super crazy that he took.
Not onto the ground.
So, but he did take his big bump, but Strowman pretty much just destroyed Shane through the entire match.
What's the point? So. That's so stupid. What a dumb thing for WrestleMania. I'll take the defeat. I'll take the wrong on that because what we just said would have been way better.
Yeah, I think so too. To close out night one, Women's SmackDown Championship, Sasha Banks defending against Royal Rumble winner Bianca Belair.
Oh, see, I like, I'm going to choose Sasha Banks because I really like her. She's, what was her thing, boss?
The boss?
She like boss bitch or
it's
something like that.
Time.
So like she's great. I like her. She was in The Mandalorian. I'm going with her, but I'm sure the other person got pushed.
Well, Sasha's going to be in chase mode because Bianca Belair stood tall and won the title, which was pretty awesome, actually.
I'm sticking with you, Sasha. I'm sure it was a good match though, because like that's the biggest improvement over the past few years is the women's wrestling that has been showcased because they are, it's been impressive. It's not the old days of, they're coming out there to be really just stand there in their bikinis and then have bras and panties matches as we've talked about in the past. Like they're actually meant to be wrestlers now and be equals.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And they, you know, made a point at least at the beginning to mention that it was the first singles African-American women's main event to main event to WrestleMania, which is pretty awesome too.
That's awesome.
That's
so cool to be a part of,
to see, especially to have the fans there was pretty cool because, Bianca Belair's family was there. And when she won the match, they cut to a person in the crowd who literally was jumping the barricade and then had to like stop himself and back up. I was like, dude, this dude just jumped the barricade. Like he was going to rush the ring. And then we realized that was her dad, which was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So you could see the emotion. And then, if you know, Montez Ford, if you know, Angelo Dawkins, the guys, the Street Profits, she's married to, Dawkins. I think I'm going to get him wrong. Aren't I? Montez Ford. No, she's married to Montez Ford. And after WrestleMania, of course they cut it off. Cause you know, it's, you know, the Peacock Network, God forbid you go long. Montez Ford came down to the ring and picked her up on his shoulders and were running around the ring with her and celebrating, which would have been, I think, pretty cool to see at WrestleMania if we would have got a chance to see it. But either way, it was pretty awesome. It was a good way to close night one. And we moved on
That's
to night
awesome.
Yeah. We moved on to night two, which opened, which was really surprising, opened with Randy Orton versus The Fiend.
I already know what happened. Stupid. Let's move on. This is the one I know.
All right.
A squash match? What's the point? Why hype that for however long and it's a squash? It's a fucking, what was it, 6-minute match or whatever? How stupid.
Agreed.
I did read a theory, though. I read a theory that wasn't actually Bray Wyatt.
That was definitely Bray Wyatt.
I read a theory. It's not. It wasn't. Right. He's injured.
Keep your theories.
They hit it. They hit it. It wasn't him. That's why he had the long sleeves to hide the fact he didn't have tattoos. It's like Kane back in the day. Kane and Undertaker.
Well, they definitely didn't use Bo Dallas because he got cut. So, you know, didn't use his brother.
What a piece of shit. I never liked him. When he was coming around or they were trying to give him his push, I was not a fan.
I loved it. We're going to skip a good handful here because there was really nothing that crazy special. I want to go to the Intercontinental Championship match, which was Big E defending against Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight match, which they described as no holds barred match.
What is that? What does that even mean?
Well, it meant no holds barred. Apparently, they had at the side on the around the ring, they had some tables set up and they had some drums, like I don't know what you would call it, supposedly Nigerian drums, right? A couple of them sitting around the ring, along with some other weapons. So that's how that match went, which I thought was hilarious. Before you decide who wins this match, but they both, at the start of the match, they both slid out and grabbed authentic, real Nigerian kendo sticks and started hitting themselves with kendo sticks. Went ahead to pick up some Nigerian, you know, home Nigerian made steel steps and use those. It was real good. My favorite, the Nigerian particle board made into a table that they used. Very nice. Very nice. They used all the Nigerian things they could find, except for the goddamn drums. Nobody touched a fucking drum in the Nigerian drum fight.
They weren't told that in the script. They didn't realize that was a thing. I will say,
unbelievable.
Knowing these two wrestlers, this all seems very racist. Like, this is a Vince McMahon brainchild, and this is very racist.
It does sound like Vince McMahon, doesn't it?
Yeah, brother.
I know I love Big E. Would he have kept? I'll go with Big E. I'm going to do a Sasha Banks thing. I love Big E. We're going Big E. Damn it. Apollo I shouldn't Crews. Go with my heart.
This was his match. Nigerian drum fight, for some reason, his match. And he finally won.
That's so racist.
And what's awesome is he won with some interference with the help of a newly added guy. We don't know his official name on the main roster, but if you remembered the horribly short-lived WWE Underground little thing that Shane McMahon did, the big guy that he was promoting was Daba Kato, a.k.a. Baba Tunde, from the Indies. And he made his debut helping Apollo Crews win, and this dude's a fucking giant. He is huge, and he literally has Nigerian background, so he fits in the gimmick that they're doing with Apollo Crews and the whole Nigerian thing, so good on him. It's going to be pretty interesting to see what they do now, because this guy's badass and is going to be an awesome, like, you know, bodyguard, basically, for Apollo Crews.
That is classic WrestleMania. Introduce people you have no idea who they are in the crowd. Most of the crowd knows who they are because they watch NXT now. That's because that's now a big thing. Or, like, they have an idea from indie scene who these people are. But I remember as a kid being like, who is this? Who is this? I don't know who this is. I've never seen this person before.
Who's this? Giant Gonzalez. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah. It's funny, too, because I'm pretty sure they're basically trying to get you to completely forget about the fact that WWE Underground happened, because when they introduced Omos too on the main roster with AJ Styles, they didn't mention the fact. They were like, oh, we have no idea about this guy. And it's like, dude, that was the guy that was the doorman for the fucking WWE Underground that Shane McMahon acknowledged every single time he went into the door and talked to him. I know who the fuck he is. If you watch TV, you know who he is. That's it's the because... same with this. If you watched any of that during that time and you saw this big fucker in there in Underground and Shane McMahon was promoting him, you know who he is, and they're trying to act like you don't know who he is.
They're the classic thing they do, the writers McMahons, all of them do, especially when it comes to Raw and SmackDown, is they treat you as a viewer like you're stupid. Like, you have no idea week to week that something changed. Like, you're going to just miss and not know that, which is absolutely opposite. That's all we notice. And then, like, Triple H is like, this is the reality era. Yeah. I'm like, well, then when are you guys going to catch up with the fact that we know that this is all fake? You all have real names.
Right. You tried to repackage him or something, you know, fine. But, like, I have seen him before. You can't act like we haven't seen him. Like, I know who he is. He's right there.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, that's the biggest difference, I think, now compared to, you think, 90s, is, like, Stone Cold didn't come out as Stone Cold. Like, he was a different character that morphed into that. The Rock, same way. Triple H, same way. They all came out as something to become something else, what everybody knows them for and what they ended up becoming. Like, nobody goes back and are like, I didn't even know Hunter Hearst Helmsley. That was that guy. That's Triple H. No, he morphed into what he is. The only one that this doesn't apply to is Undertaker, who then just became a biker, but then went back to being Undertaker.
It's not like, it's not like the Godfather, who was like four different characters or anything like that. You know?
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, two more matches. We got the Raw Women's Championship. Asuka defending against Rhea Ripley.
Asuka would be my guess. She gets a huge push. Son of a bitch.
You started off strong. You're just going downhill here. Rhea Ripley, new champion. 3-0. New champion, which I'm all for. I think it's awesome. I think they got some other ideas here going forward. And this was supposed to be Charlotte Flair's spot, but she got bumped because of the potential pregnancy that they had. And so she wasn't on WrestleMania, but they got a bunch of ways they can go. But this was a really good match, too. Ripley is pretty awesome. If you haven't seen her yet, she's really good. She was on NXT for a while. They got a good tie-in. She was on WrestleMania last year, defended the NXT title against Charlotte and lost. So they got a bunch of tie-ins. They can go storyline wise.
That's right. That happened. I forgot that happened last year. I remember thinking, like, why the hell is Charlotte going for the NXT title? And it's because they literally had her keep just winning and losing the title. And then it was like, well, we got to find something new she can do because she's done the same thing for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have anything. Which worked out really well, I think. All right, last one, and that's that WWE Universal Championship, the SmackDown Championship, the Triple Threat. Roman Reigns defends against Edge and Daniel Bryan. We had some thoughts about this one last week about which way they were going to go. What do you think? Do you know?
My gut, I do not know.
All right.
I only knew of one match, which I think was fucking dumb. That's what happened, as we said. But my gut is telling me they'd have Roman Reigns win at WrestleMania to close it out because he's still their guy. They always love hating on Daniel Bryan and making him the underdog piece of shit and whatever. Edge. I could see Edge winning it, though. We're going Roman Reigns. We're going to say it's Roman Reigns.
Closing out on the high note. There we go. Roman Reigns, you're head of the table. And your man standing tall at the end of night two of WrestleMania. Pretty good.
Was he getting booed, though? Was he getting booed?
he was getting booed, which I thought was horrible. I thought it would have been hilarious if everybody cheered the shit out of him because
he's
they
a heel now.
Yeah, because they booed that. I thought it would have been hilarious, but no, they booed him. It was good.
Yeah, and... but now they're like, this is the thing that like they're like, well, he's a heel now. He should be getting booed. This is great. And it's no, they're booing him because he's your pushed guy that they don't want to be the guy. You fucking idiots. But you know what I'll say? There was a trend here. Almost all the newcomers or people who didn't have the title won. So, of course, it ends with the one person keeping their title, and it's fucking Roman Reigns.
Yeah, a lot of title changes. PC predicted that all the titles would change hands, and it was close. I think two of them, two retains, and the rest were changed. So, that's what I thought, too. For the most part, a lot of the younger guys were more prominent on this pay-per-view, which I thought was great. You know, you had the couple with Shane McMahon still sticking around, but a lot of the other talent got some time, so I thought that was kind of cool.
That's a big difference for WrestleMania, especially because usually I think we said that last time where the old guys come around their one time or two times a year and then they get the push for nothing because fuck storylines you just did for the whole year. Who cares?
Yeah.
The big guys here. Nope. But that's cool that they did that though. And then of course the next running joke is they did that because they flip everything on Raw. They all get their titles back then on Raw and all the new guys lose.
Which is funny because Rhea Ripley and Asuka had their rematch on Raw. but it was no title change though. But I thought that was funny. I'm like, it's always, you know, they can't just wait for the next pay-per-view to have that match. You know, they could drag it out a little further, couldn't they? Nope. But nope.
Do it the next fucking night. Do it again. Redo what you just did the night before.
Yeah, pretty much. So if you didn't watch WrestleMania, just watch Raw and you get to see it all the matches over again. Same thing.
It's the biggest Raw of the year, every year. The one after WrestleMania.
Yeah, so pretty solid show, I thought. Really good stuff for the most part, I thought, other than some of those weird shit with the Fiend and all that, but
motherfuckers,
yeah,
bunch of bitches. So did you think it was dragged out at all? You think it did it flow nicely between 2 days, Saturday?
I thought it did. I think the thing I kind of hate about it, I'm starting, you know, it's all about the entertainment side of it. It's all about the commercials and the marketing now, which I think really tears things away because they cut away too fast from people celebrating their wins and stuff like that. And it was like, okay, on to the next thing or on to, you know, we got to promote Snickers.
This thing.
You know, Snickers, if you didn't know, Snickers was the Snickers promoted the main events of all the match. Snickers. I'm like, okay, I got it. Snickers is your fucking promotion. Like they kept going. I'm like, okay, I got it.
Awful. But
like it was too many, like, you know, soak in the celebration. Let it, you know, breathe a little bit. I thought some of that they just moved too fast on, but
well, that's the best part, I think, because I've complained a long time, especially when I really watched and I see highlights now and it's garbage with the camera work because they are nuts with their camera work with just the shakiness, like trying to really highlight these crazy moves and the cuts. What's his face, the guy who does all that shit, I forget his name, he's a pretty popular name, who's like in charge of doing the cuts and like when to cut to each camera. He is just nonstop. There is no sitting on a shot. It's fucking cut. And it's just like, this is a headache to watch. But when you get those big moments and you stick with a shot and stay, like, that's what people remember. I'm going to always remember that one dude with his jaw drop because the Undertaker lost at WrestleMania because they just stuck with a shot on that guy's face. Like, what the fuck? He lost? He was 21-0. Like, those are the things people remember. So, like, cutting away from the celebrations ruins the big event. This is WrestleMania. Like, this person won the title. This is a huge accomplishment. Stick with them celebrating in the ring. No, here's Snickers.
It satisfies, and it's going to satisfy your thirst for more WrestleMania.
Oh, all right. Bunch of sellouts.
That's all we got for this morning. Adam, tell them where they can find you if they want to follow you on Twitter.
I nailed it last time with a guess. You did. Again, it is on Twitter. It is AM Chewy, 26. And as I said last time, the correct way to spell Chewy, we don't use Y's here. It's an IE. Or at a winner is you. That is the letter U. A winner is you.
That does the work for me. And if you want to follow me for some reason, I'm all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. And that'll do it for this Saturday morning. You can keep listening to more podcasts on the Chair Shot Radio Network and thechairshot.com for all your sports and entertainment needs. And make sure you go to thechairshot.com. Oh, nope, sorry. You want to go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Well, you can still go to thechairshot.com, again, if you want to. But also go to ProWrestlingTees.com/chairshot and get yourself a Chairshot t-shirt. And, you know, it's still Saturday morning. Bring out your sugar smacks or your fucking Frosted Flakes or whatever Count Chocula that you eat. And have yourself a nice bowl of cereal. Get yourself ready for the day. Thank you for tuning in to listen to us on the Chair Shot Radio Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save